Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. One of the things that we eat just sort of automatically in the summertime is salad, and it's sort of a substitute for dinner. Because we don't want to cook, we don't want the heat filling up the kitchen. After a while, you kind of run out of salads.
There are many classic salads that are dinner salads or full meal salads. The one that came to mind first was salade niçoise.
Salade niçoise.
Yes, which is from the south of France.
From Nice.
The classic salade niçoise has tomatoes, capers, beans, wonderful green beans.
Yes.
Hard-cooked egg. Sometimes you put in cucumber. You serve it kind of over a bed of lettuce.
What kind of lettuce?
Whatever you have.
Yeah, whatever you have. That's the beauty of salade niçoise, right?
I'll give you a classic example because we didn't have everything that we needed for a salade niçoise. We had the beans from our CSA. We did not have canned tuna, but what we did have was canned wild salmon.
That's a very good
So
product.
Dorothy said, why don't we use that? I said, that'll be great. And then for the dressing, I said, make up a regular vinaigrette dressing and put in some minced garlic. She threw in some capers and cucumbers. And of course, we have the gorgeous heirloom tomatoes that are available right now because they're in season.
Okay.
So she made this beautiful plate. And the hard-cooked eggs were not completely hard-cooked. They had a slightly soft center. They had this lovely moistness.
I like that.
And she drizzled everything with the dressing, and it was great. It was lunch.
Well, there's also things like Greek salad, which is favorite.
It's very similar to the niçoise in that it's a whole meal.
Yeah. I had a Greek chef friend who would make me a Greek salad in an instant. I noticed he used just about anything that was available.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-boiled eggs, some chopped ham. Always have to have some feta.
Oh, yes.
And you always have to have some Greek olives.
Red onion, I think, too.
Yeah, and he would insist on that. Yeah, red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that is superb. It's easy to make, and as you say, you don't have to get carried away in adhering to some recipe.
You can break with certain traditions like tabbouleh, for example, which is made with bulgur, which is a steamed wheat that you re-soak in some water to soften.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the basis for the salad. There's a lot of parsley that goes into it. There's green onion. There was one Lebanese woman who showed me that she put in a lot of mint, a lot of chopped mint
really?
Into the salad. And you have chopped tomatoes. And then you make the classic kind of olive oil vinaigrette, vinegar, olive oil, salt and pepper. But you don't have to use the bulgur. If you want to try a different grain, quinoa is terrific.
How about farro?
Farro would be good too. Cook it up, make sure it's nice and tender, and use that.
That is to say spelt.
Spelt.
Yeah. You could use all of those things. You're free to do these things. The product that comes out of it is very tasty, and it lasts over a couple of days. Just keep it in the refrigerator. Now, that's what I do with coleslaw. I've gotten to the point where coleslaw isn't the standard coleslaw. There's lots of other things in it, including peppers and stuff
well,
like
that's
that.
Your addition.
That's my addition. But what about something like three bean salad?
Before we leave coleslaw, let's add kohlrabi to it. It's a cabbage plant.
That's right.
Kohlrabi is this bulbous thing. It can be white, pale green, or pale purple. It's got leaves. It kind of looks like an alien. It's incredibly crunchy. And you have to peel the kohlrabi really well because the peel is fairly thick. You should use a knife.
Yes.
Get rid of all that outer peel. Shred the kohlrabi. When we talk about coleslaw and shredding cabbage, we don't really mean shredding. We really mean slicing thin.
Slicing.
Then you could shred some carrot, shred the kohlrabi. Mix it all together with your typical coleslaw dressing, and then you can add your peppers to that. You can make a mayonnaise-type dressing.
Yes, I recommend that.
Mayonnaise and lemon juice. You could add some buttermilk to it, yogurt, or you could use equal portions of mayonnaise and sour cream. That's also a very classic kind of combination.
And there's others like Cobb salad and chef salad.
As you said, three-bean salad.
Three-bean salad.
Which you can—
White bean and tuna.
Yes, white bean and tuna salad. There's tons.
Yes. There's lots of good things like that. Bear all those things in mind. Look them up online, and you'll come up with something. And if you don't, come back and listen to
The Food Guys.